Hey guys, Trevor here with E-commerce Paradise, and today's video is going to be all about outsourcing. So I've done quite a few videos on outsourcing, but this one in particular, I want to sort of share some tidbits of information that I recently shared with my friend Kevin about how to go about the hiring process and to make sure that your employees are actually doing what they're supposed to be doing on time and putting through quality work. So it's important that you understand when you first hire a VA, it's going to be a difficult process, right? If you've never hired anybody or gone through a management course or done any management before, it's going to be difficult in the beginning, and that's okay. Just understand that that's part of the growth process in life, is that you're going to be learning new things. As an entrepreneur, you have to wear many hats, so you're going to have to learn management eventually. And outsourcing can be one of the best things you could ever do in your business as you grow, especially when you reach new milestones in sales, because you're going to have a lot of customer service issues. And having somebody else handle those is going to take a big weight off your shoulders so that you can continue to grow your business and not just work in it all day long. So, with that said, when you first go to hire somebody, my biggest tip is to go out and see what other people have written as far as job postings go. So, for instance, if you go onto an online job forum like onlinejobs.ph, which is actually free to look at the job postings with a free account, then you can go ahead and see what other people have put on there as far as like e-commerce dropshipping businesses go and what they want to hire for and stuff like that. So find some that you really like and model yours after that. So one of the biggest tips I have with creating one is to always put some sort of a task within your job posting. So if someone wants to apply to your job, they have to complete some sort of a task at first. And it could be the simplest thing, like go to my website and tell me what it says at the bottom, you know? Copy and paste this or whatever, you know, it's just a simple task, something related to what you'll have them doing. And you want them to do that because that shows you that they have attention to detail and that they care about their work, right? So if they don't, then you can just filter them out automatically. So that's really easy. And then from there, you want to make sure that you have lots of different, all the different tasks you'll be having them do. You want to lay them out within the job posting. And then when you go through the interview process, it's really simple and you just ask them what their experience is and what what kind of things that they do on a daily basis, and always ask them like if they're working any other jobs right now. Ask them about their home situation, if they have kids or if they have, you know, husband or wife or brother, sister, who they live with, that kind of a thing. That makes a big difference, because if they have distractions at home, that can mean that, you know, they're going to have a tougher time getting all the work done. The other thing too is that these virtual assistants sometimes don't have the best computers at home, so you want to make sure you ask what their computer is like, if they have a nice desktop or laptop computer. I remember I had a VA one time that was actually working from a tablet, and so obviously you can't do work very efficiently working from a tablet, right? So make sure they have a good computer at home, and then also make sure about their internet connection, because in the Philippines sometimes it's very expensive for the internet, so unless they have a steady job, they don't pay for the expensive internet. So make sure that they have good internet as it is, that's fast enough, and as you grow and as they grow into their position, if you hire them full-time, you should set an expectation that they get the faster internet speed so that they can be more efficient with their work. This is especially important if you're going to have them doing things like product uploading or writing descriptions or doing social media stuff or, you know, updating your AdWords account. Things like that require a faster connection, right? If they're doing customer service, it's important to have a fast connection because they want to be able to load the product pages fast and the different pages on your website quickly. So that's really important. So make sure about that. Once you do decide on an applicant through the interview process, it's really important. Oh yeah, and before that, really quick, you want to make sure that you actually do phone call interviews with people that you're going to be having speak with your customers. If you do any kind of customer service with this person's going to be doing customer service, make sure you have a phone conversation with them. You want to understand their level of English competency and make sure that they speak really good English and that they understand good English. Ask them some tough questions that customers have asked you in the past and ask them to solve it. If you're going to have them doing email support, have them answer some emails that you've had in the past and have them write back to you what that email would be like. And then if you want to have them do anything, basically anything, just give them a good test to have them fill that out through the interview process, all right? So you want to make sure that you do that. Narrow your search down to a few and then choose one and then keep a couple on backup and make sure that they understand that in case that you need more workers or that one fails, that you'll be, you know, calling them. That's important. So this whole process should result in you getting a really good worker. And as far as pay goes, you should start somewhere between $2 to $3 per hour. It depends on experience, not necessarily the work. So experience means that they have experience with running a dropship e-commerce business, then, you know, maybe pay them a little bit more because they should already know and be able to do all the tasks without having to train them so much. So if they don't have any experience and you're going to be training them fresh, then definitely start them low, you know, like $2 an hour or something like that. And then give them milestones. So, you know, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, and a year, and, you know, what your expectations are of them at that point, what they should be able to handle, and then what the pay upgrade will be. And usually it's like an increments of 10 cents or 15 cents or 20 cents or something like that. You know, think back to when you had a job, right? Because we've all had jobs. And they usually started you at the lowest they could possibly start you at that you'd be willing to accept. And then they gave you, you know, raises, 10 cents or something like that, 5 cents. And it's usually in like a percentage, like, oh, you got a 10% raise. Well, if you're making $10 an hour, then you get a 10 cent raise. That's basically what that means. And I think actually 10% of $10 would be a dollar raise. So that's more along the lines of like a dollar raise. Now it depends, because like I went from warehouse, I went up to sales. So it was a big jump for me. And I was actually making, I think it was $12 an hour. And I went to sales and I did not take a pay raise at that point. But 3 months into sales, I started doing really, really well with sales. And I talked to the manager into giving me a $3 raise because I told him I'd be able to close a lot more sales if I received that much more money, because I'd be more focused in my work and I'd be able to close more sales. And I did, and I came through with that. When I realized that a few months later, he wasn't going to ever be willing to give me another raise and that I'd just be working for extra commissions at that point, I decided to just go ahead and start my own business. And that's how this all came about, right? The e-commerce stuff. So anyway, once you hire your VA, it's really important that you manage them properly. So my best advice there is to have a spreadsheet. Spreadsheet programs are really simple and you can customize them as much as you want, and they're free, right? So I've used a lot of different like digital programs out there that I had to pay a monthly fee for, and all of them are okay. But in my opinion, they're not necessary, and you can do everything with a spreadsheet, right? And you should be able to trust your VA. You shouldn't need to get screenshots of what they're doing all the time. If you hired good, you're going to be able to manage easy. So again, right there, just make sure that that sinks into you. Is it hire hard so you can manage easy? If you hire easy, you're gonna have to manage hard, and that's gonna be a pain in the butt, right? So if you've hired correctly, then you should be able to manage easy, but make sure you keep track of their hours and just use a spreadsheet for that. If you don't have any experience using spreadsheets, then I highly recommend taking some sort of an Excel course online, or go to YouTube and just sign up for a basic Microsoft Excel course. I use Google Sheets for all my work, so it's really easy. You just have a column for a number of hours worked, set up a formula that creates a dollar amount out of that with the pay, and then you have descriptions and dates next to everything so you understand what's being done. And on a daily basis, you're checking in with your VA to make sure, you know, they're on task and what they're doing for the day and stuff like that. It's just like when you had a job, you know, your manager would come up to you and say, okay, guys, let's have a group meeting. What are we all doing today? Well, you're doing this, you're doing this, you're doing that. That's the plan. Let's go hut, hut, hike. You know, it's like football game or something like that every single day. You are kind of going to war per se. So make sure that the VA knows what they are expected to do, and that what, if anything is special that, you know, that you need them to take care of, that they take care of that. And that's that. And really, they should grow over time. And they should understand more about how your business works over time and be able to take over more functions. And the very last tip I want to give you guys is sales. So you want to make sure that you're teaching your VA sales skills from the beginning. Because if they're going to be taking customer service phone calls, you want them to be able to understand the sales process so that they can upsell the customer when necessary, or cross-sell the customer, or they can downsell the customer, you know, whatever. It's called solution selling. It's finding the best solution for that customer and what their needs are and what you can provide for them. And then if you get them to know, like, and trust you, then they're willing to buy more from you, right? So the beauty is that if your VA understands the sales process, they'll be able to close more sales. And this especially comes in handy when you have a lot, have got like inventory issues, something's out of stock when someone buys it, and they'll be able to find a alternative product for them and sell them on that, right? That's really important. We had a VA last year that was able to do that really well, closed a lot of sales for us that we might have lost otherwise, but they were really good at just hyping up the fact the other product is just as good, if not better, because it's like a new model or this or that, you know? So there's all these different ways you can do that, but make sure you train them on sales skills. And again, if you don't have sales skills, you need to learn them yourself. So go take some sales skills, and there's plenty of free videos on YouTube when it comes to sales and stuff like that. So one of my favorite people was Anthony Robbins. Another was Brian Tracy. And there's tons of books on sales. So just learn about it and teach it to your VA, because that's the most important skill you'll ever teach them. And that's it, guys. Well, I really hope that you enjoyed this video on outsourcing. This is the Dropship Daily series, so make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel and subscribe to the podcast as well. I'll be uploading these videos to that podcast. And if you're listening to this on the podcast, definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel so that you get videos there and you can see me talking. It's kind of fun. For sure, guys, go to ecommerceparadise.com, sign up for coaching if you need it, and I'll be making all these cool courses coming up, so you can sign up for those when they're ready. I hope to see you guys out there, and take care. Adios.